have designed it in such a way that he will bless his people so that they can give to the furtherance of the gospel. All the reason why God blesses you is for you to have and give for souls to be won. Money is not the riches we should be seeking for because it has got its lifespan. But you can have money and invest it in the kingdom. And this investment, nothing can destroy it. The Bible calls something true riches. So there are riches that are false. There was a millionaire who had all the money he had and he was sick. The money could not save him. He wished he could exchange all his money for health. So when God blesses you, it is entire. He blesses you to enjoy. He blesses you to be able to live in it. So whatever God gives to us, we should invest it in the spiritual kingdom. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, I wish above all that you do what? And be in what? Even as your soul prospers. So God wants total prosperity. Not a prosperity that is halfway, quarter way. He wants you to enjoy life. And Deuteronomy chapter 18 says that thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you what? So the power to make wealth comes from what? In other words, the ability to be rich comes from God. He gives the ability for you to become rich. So whatever we have, whatever we want to give, we should remember the spiritual aspect of it. Everything you do for God has spiritual connotation. If you usher, if you work in the house of God, if you sing, if you give offering, they are riches you are piling up for you. These are lasting riches in heaven. But if you buy ice cream and you eat, you buy a car, you drive it, it's good, isn't it? That same car that you buy, you can invest it into heavenly things and you can also use it only for yourself. When you use it to further the gospel, you pile up some interest in heavenly places. If you eat it and use the energy to work for God, it is still an investment. So we should be kingdom-minded. When you are kingdom-minded, the argument of tithe, the argument of offering, the argument of everything ceases. In actual fact, those who don't want to give are the ones who argue that way. They want God's word to say what they feel. But we should know that everything belongs to God. And you can leave all your monies today and can't spend it again. If it requires from you, your soul, all that you have gathered, it's nothing. It's not even 10% you'll be seeking for. All. And you are not even sure that the money you gathered, a wise person will inherit it, or a foolish person will inherit it. You've taken your time, and sometimes you don't eat. You put the money down, pile it up, invest it here. Because of that, you got even the high blood pressure, and you died out of it. Then somebody can say, ha, 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 ha. The car that when you are driving, because you know how much you suffered to buy, when you get to where there are potholes, you slow down. Somebody inherited it. He doesn't care. And if God should open your eyes to see how they are abusing the car. So Solomon will say, all this is our what? Vanity and vexation of spirit. So anytime you're doing anything, be kingdom minded. There are certain things that are just for this world. There are certain things they go beyond this world. Eternity should be in your mind, in your heart, in everything. Whatever you're doing, put it in a container of eternity. That what I am doing, what is the effect of it? Eternity. If you do that, you don't grumble when you want to do good to somebody. You know, some people's faces don't look like do them good. But God expects you to do them good. He said, overcome evil with what? Overcome evil with what? Good. Do not be overcome by evil. But what? But what? If we have these principles in our heart, it will solve half of our problems. If they put you in a position of trust, you have eternity in your mind. But every position on earth here is temporal. Me, as a senior pastor here, is temporal. You, the MD of that company, is temporal. Sometimes people want to flesh their powers, that this discretion and half. Like some people say, oh, the way they will say it, they think the promotion of somebody is the demotion of their life. So they don't want anyone to get close. And when they are there, they want everybody to fear them. And one day, you go on retirement. You'll come somebody sitting on that seat. You want a help. You meet the one that you've been maltreating. How are you going to ask for that help? I hope you're getting me.
Yes.
So position in which you are in, never forget that it's temporal. Even your life in this flesh, know that it's temporal. Your beauty. Which you boast. And because of it, you don't want to mix up with people who are not beautiful. As if mixing with them will make you ugly. They are temporal. As you grow, you'll find out. That the way you were at 30 will not be the way you be at 80. So, whatever you can do now, do it with eternity in mind. The way I jump around, a time when I can't jump around like this. I can say, oh, is that prophet or not? Yes, amen. So, for me, I pay great and great emphasis on our spiritual life. If you understand that on this earth, there's something called temporal, the only thing that is permanent is the kingdom matters, then you will rather invest more in where there is permanency. Where your heart is, that is where your money is. And where your money is, and that is where your heart is. Some of us, if it's not because of money, like we'll never get up at 5 a.m. You will not get up early in the morning, go through this struggle of traffic, It's not because you love the job, but money is central. No, sometimes the most difficult aspect of our life is to part with money. When it comes to praises, you can dance for God and sweat, isn't it? But when it comes to taking the offering, you look at people's faces. We want to give because the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the first fruit of the resurrection. Even God believed in the first fruit. I don't want people to give because somebody is manipulating them to give. If you do that, you are not investing in the kingdom. Because everything that concerns the kingdom is done through faith and love. One, because you love God. Two, because you trust him. If you love him, then you will trust him. I'm trusting God that he gave me this. I love him that I want his work to go on. But I don't believe, I don't know whether I'll change my mind, that the church should go out, print envelope, and be begging unbelievers to take care of the house of God. Whatever vision God gives to any church, he put kingdom sponsors in it. Even if they are not there, and you reach poor people, he gives them power to make the wealth, to do what he, God, have given to that system. So whatever God wants us to do, the money is in your pocket. In your bank account. When you are giving to God, you are not losing. You are investing into eternity. Whatever you are today is what you sowed yesterday. If you had a degree, it's because yesterday you went to university or you studied. You can also decide to sleep throughout your life and you'll come out with nothing. So if you want to see a better tomorrow, you need to start sowing for tomorrow today. So that when harvest times come, you can go and reap. People won't reap when they have not. So whatever you are sowing today, don't think it's gone, it's going waste. You can sow love. If you sow love, you receive love in return. Some people can go, Pastor, the church doesn't care. Anytime I see somebody telling the church doesn't care, I know she doesn't or he doesn't care. Because if you cared for somebody, somebody will also care for you. If you don't attend people's mother's funeral, or people's father's funeral, who do you want to come to your father's one? You are always busy for people's, when it comes to people's things. You think people are not busy in life. So if you want people to attend your funeral, your funeral, go to people's funeral. But that is only, it's not eternal term. But for people to know that, we still won't grow. We just do have people. Whatever you want, if you want to be loved, love people. The Bible says he gives us what? The power to make what? It simply means he gives you the ability to be able to become rich. Comes from God. So we want to involve God in our life. Say, give, honor the Lord with what? thy substance. And with what? Say first fruits. Of what? You don't select some portion and give the first fruit. It means all, every area you make profit. You don't also take loan to come and give it as first fruit. Did you hear what I say?
Yes.
Because the loan is a borrowed money. It's not an increase. It's a borrowed money. You repay it. If you invest the loan and there's a profit on it, you pay the first fruit on the profit. Because that is yours. I hope you are getting me. I don't want you to operate something that God is not asking you to operate. I want things that will benefit you and that will bear fruit. Not because we want money. So I pump all of you. Go and get, you see, whatever it is, even if you don't get this, listen, force and get money and come and give. No. You give what God has blessed you with. If God did not bless you, tell him, God, you didn't bless me. So what? You say like how Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But if you have, and you say, silver and gold have I none, the rest will vanish. Oh, because you say you don't have. So I want us to do it with joy and rejoicing. Amen.
Yeah.